One of the world's most successful tennis players is set to quit the court. The legendary Serena Williams has announced she will move away from the sport in the next month. Over two decades, she's landed 23 Grand Slam singles titles and has dominated the competition on all surfaces. In an article she's penned in Vogue magazine, she says she's never liked the word retirement, but that she now wants to have another child. Renee Stubbs is an Australian tennis coach, commentator and former number one ranked doubles player. She joins me now from New York. Renee, welcome back to RM Breakfast.
Thanks for having me.
She hasn't officially retired, but could the US Open be our last chance to see her compete?
Well, listen, I can't give 100% guarantee, but I'm pretty much going to give you a 99.999% guarantee that there is no chance she's going to be playing after the US Open. Yeah, I spoke to her actually last week. She was in Washington. Her sister Venus was playing the tournament there, and she was up practicing with her. And, you know, we just had a little few candid moments together, and I just sort of mentioned that I knew how difficult it was starting to get, you know, with traveling and going back and forth. And, you know, she obviously has Olympia with her, and you could tell. I've known her a long time, and I could just tell in her voice that it was just, all of it was just getting a bit too much, you know, putting in the travel and the practice. And she was at the practice courts in Washington, D.C. at 8 o'clock every morning practicing, putting the work in. So she's still doing the work, but, you know, at some point she knows, look, she wants to have another child, and so her time is sort of, it's gotten to that point.
I can imagine it's incredibly difficult to have, you know, young children and to be at that level. Just paint a picture of what her life looks like at the moment.
Well, she is as, you know, typical a mom as she can get, other than the fact that she's a global superstar. You know, she takes Olympia to, you know, shows or, you know, all various different little things is what any parent would take their child, whether it be the zoo or to the movies or, you know, something to keep your child sort of, you know, out there and interested in life. So she's constantly doing that, as well as trying to put, you know, a couple of hours of practice in every day, playing tennis and doing her gym workouts and also having to physically take care of herself. She's also a wife, and she's got businesses galore, you know, with her Serena Ventures, which is taking up a lot of her time as well. You know, so her hours are full. Her day is really full on. So I think that's starting to get too much for her and look, she's 41 years of age. You know, at some point, sadly, for all professional tennis players, you've got to call it a day.
What is Serena Williams's legacy in tennis?
Oh, that is a long, long list. I think, you know, look, she's just transformed a game in so many ways, and you know, it's just such a global superstar. I mean, you think about the record that she passed of Steffi Graf's, and, you know, Steffi was such an iconic tennis player and it was pretty well known around the world. But you know, you think about what Serena has done since, you know, someone like Steffi, who was so introverted and so quiet and didn't really like the spotlight, whereas Serena's the total opposite, you know, wanted, you know, craved the spotlight and wanted to keep playing and played till she was 40-something. You know, Steffi retired at 29. She couldn't wait to get it sort of away from the game. And Serena just loves – I loved the article because it really showed me a really – it showed the side that I know, you know, someone who's vulnerable and honest and you know, caring about a lot of stuff. And I think I love that she said that she understood her role of entertaining the crowd and that she'll miss that part of her, and that some players these days don't understand that role that they have. So I think she just transformed the game. You know, she's become a global superstar, global icon. She's not just known as a tennis player. She's Serena, you know, and it's not many people that are known for one name, and she's definitely one of those people now in the world.
She certainly is. Serena has described her move away from the sport as an evolution away from tennis. She says she's hesitant to use the word retirement, and I do think the word retirement is sort of wrong often. It's something every player has to go through eventually. Do you relate to the hesitancy?
Oh, boy, do I ever. Yeah. I mean, I obviously didn't have even remotely, I can't even put me in the same context with Serena Williams, but, you know, I played till I was almost 40 years of age and, you know, I had a lot of success in my later years. So, you know, and so I know what it's like to still think you can do really well. But I also know the feeling of, boy, I just, putting in the stress and the pressure and the training and the travel, and even though I feel like I travel as much as I did before, it's I relate to it so much because I had such a passion for the game, and Serena absolutely has as much passion for the game as anybody I've ever been around. So she loves the competition. She hates to lose. She loves to win. She loves the adoration. Everything about the game is part of her DNA. And I think that's the part that I understand so well. And I think that walking away, which is why she said she hates to do it, because she loves it so much. But she also understands that, you know, Father Time has to catch up with everybody, unfortunately, in sports.
Now, in this Vogue article that you've described as really, you know, authentic and very much the person you know, she writes it was unfair that she had to choose between tennis and having a family. A line that really sticks out to me is this one. If I were a guy, I wouldn't be writing this because I'd be out there playing and winning while my wife was doing the physical labour of expanding our family. Are the demands of the sport different on women than they are on men?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can tell you for a fact that I know players that have, you know, that want to have children, that want to have a family, have, you know, in a little bit of a time off, have you know, taken their eggs and sort of frozen eggs. So, because they know they want to play until their mid-30s or 40s. And so, and, you know, there's so much money involved in tennis now, they want to keep going and they can sustain themselves and their families. And so, you know, they freeze eggs so they can have kids later on in life. But absolutely. I mean, think about Tom Brady or Roger Federer or even, you know, Rafa now. It is, you can have children and keep playing. So, because you're not the one birthing it and taking 9 months to have the child, and then the recovery after the child and all that sort of. I mean, Serena's documented quite openly and honestly about how the troubles that she had just giving birth the first time. She almost died. So you know, she is, you know, totally aware of that, and that would never happen to, you know, someone like Roger Federer, who's had, you know, four children, and that's not why he's not playing right now. It's because he was injured. So yeah. There's no question that it's way more difficult for women. There's no question about it.
Renee, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, thank you.
Renee Stubbs is an Australian tennis coach, commentator, former number one ranked doubles player, joining us from New York and talking about that breaking news this morning that legendary Serena Williams has announced she will move away from the sport in the next month, which is huge news in the tennis world and beyond. Even people who aren't that into tennis know her. She is a household name.
Getting in touch with ABCRN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.